The Chosen Slain. Lightning surged through the darkness. Synapses fired anew. Neurons awakened once more. Organs began to function again. The body of a man crackled with energy, and the mind of a marine achieved consciousness. Ajax opened his eyes and inhaled deeply. He was instantly aware of the torque around his neck, and no sooner had he noticed it than another bolt of lightning hammered through his body. The data recorded on the torque comprised the whole of his memories, mapped and coded by the miracles of science that had allowed humanity to thrive and survive in this harsh universe. Chemicals in the marine's brain reacted to the coded instructions, and as the man's awareness was engulfed by the electric tempest, his memories were returned to him. Ajax roared in pain and exultation as he was simultaneously reborn and resurrected. In the storm, he found himself standing on a barren mountainside of scrabbled stone and ash. In the burning yellow sky, great lumbering beasts drifted on the winds, held up by gargantuan gas bladders and dragging incredibly long tentacles behind them. The tentacles went all the way to the ground, and from there burst into many more smaller tendrils, effectively sweeping across the land. He could see tiny bits of vegetation and organic matter caught in the tendrils and pulled up the network into the beasts. In the distance, there was a city. Its skyline somehow familiar to Ajax, though it had been so ruined by time and artillery that he could not place it. The air stank of organic discharge and static electricity, and the marine's eyes teared up at the potency of it. The marine spun on his heels, his fists clenched for violence, and saw a beautiful woman not a few steps from him. He recognized her, impossibly, as his wife, Rowan, a woman long dead at the hands of the Garm invasion. He did not move as she gingerly stepped towards him, painfully aware of the swell of her bosom and the sway of her hips as she moved, dressed as she was in garb that made him think of the myths upon which the Einherjar military was based. As in the stories of old, she tipped a stein of mead to his lips, and he drank deeply of the honeyed liquid as if his thirst was bottomless. His belly rumbled, and the woman pressed a sizzling strip of meat in his mouth. It wasn't the flavorless molded protein of the barracks mess hall, but actual flesh that tasted as if it had been roasted over an open fire. She pressed herself against him suggestively, as if she knew how terribly lonely a man could become on such an endless battlefield as his, and she smiled as she gently guided him to the ground. Surely the Valkyrie were just part of a story, the myth from one of Earth's ancient cultures, he thought to himself, as her lips touched his, and she guided his over her body as she moved on top of him. As they moved together, he realized that his wounds were healed, his guts no longer torn, and his heart absent the vile blade. Valhalla is just a story, he insisted to himself silently, before the woman lowered herself onto him. And then he thought of no more beyond the exertion of their embrace. Something moved behind Rowan, and the sound of bone grating against bone sent adrenaline coursing through the marine's body. He recognized the sound, and upon hearing it, the memories of his fight in the trench came flooding back to him. Ajax looked back at the woman just as a chitin blade sprouted from her chest, showering him in her bright blood as her body was yanked off him. Ajax wiped the blood from his face and scrambled to reach his feet. He could hear the beast slithering over the loose stones, though he could not see it. The marine looked about him for a weapon but found little save a large, sharp rock, which he decided would have to do. Ajax held his weapon aloft and moved in a slow circle, following the sound of the creature as it stalked him. He held his vigil, moving in circle after circle until he began to question if he'd even seen it or heard it at all. Again, the lightning moved through him, and his consciousness was shaken